Hey, happy day. This darn virus, it still has people like me and you too, maybe, quarantined at home. And here we sit day after day, wow, and I gotta tell you, drinking booze, you know, with both hands, that too has changed, you know, because drinking at home compared to a bar, it's not working out very good for me. I almost asked my wife for her phone number. You get that? Okay. 2 million people in the United States of America are in jail. That's 1 million people. There is 1 billion people that's required to look after the 2 million. Can you imagine? That's how many employees there are that take care of these people, and that costs $80 billion in taxes. And additionally, there are about 7 million people on parole, probation, or some form of correctional supervision. Probably take 10% of that, and you got Canada, add up all the numbers, and that's a wow, and then another wow. But what's going on here now is governments pretty much everywhere, statewide, province-wide, countrywide, are saying, you know what, things are spreading with regards to the virus, so let's turn everybody out. Oh, by the way, let's put everybody, that's all the citizenry, let's put them in jail effectively, because we're going to prohibit them from coming out of their houses, but we're going to release the prisoners. That kind of makes sense coming from governments, politicians in general, right? In Canada, you have Peter McKay, who's desperately wants to be the Prime Minister of Canada to replace the private state that we have. I guess he would be better. I mean, anybody would be better than what we've got in Canada. A Shetland pony would probably run a better country than the private state. But Peter McKay, I got to tell you, you know, he starts off this little email that he sent me like this. Each year, we require 40,000 foreign temporary workers to keep our economy going. Right now, we have a crisis in our agricultural sector, of course, because the people aren't allowed in. Why is that a crisis, Peter? Why don't you just kind of put Canadians to work? Oh, there's not very many. Come on, factor in all the ridiculous pensions and all the little people that are at home painting little pictures and different things and getting paid for it. It amounts to, I think it's about 22% effectively of unemployment insurance by Canadians. Make them work. Who cares about foreign workers? You don't need them. Get your own people working first. That's kind of simple stuff. The researchers at Mount Sinai, I don't pronounce things good, hospital, said that they have now found evidence that link sudden and traumatic events such as mass shootings, terrorist attacks, and of course virus to changes in sex ratio. And Canada has been a different country ever since President Trump got elected. In Ontario, newborns shifted the sex ratio, rather. This breaks me up. Typically now there's fewer boys that have been born. I guess the mother gets so frightened she can't, because of the presidency in the U.S., that she can't have a boy. Oh boy, these people, they should go pick fruit instead of a foreign worker, because I don't know, they're not very good at everything else that they do. The president's misconduct cannot be decided at the ballot box, for we cannot be assured that the vote will be fairly won, says the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff. That's kind of how these people talk about the president. I mean, that's just stupid stuff. I mean, liberals, that Schiff, he's a liberal. I mean, they cheat all the time. That they're supposed to, because they're liberals. Kind of goes with the territory, don't you know? And really, it's not about who votes that counts. It's who counts the votes that counts with regard to being a liberal. They don't like it anymore because there's a whole bunch of right-wing guys watching them do the counting now more than ever. Here's who can't receive the $2,000 jumping. Keep up with me. The $2,000 benefit that Canada is being told. There's so many benefits. Every couple of hours there's a new benefit coming out of Canadians, but so many people are saying, how do we get it? You're talking to or about a government that, you know, couldn't lead a two-person barbecue, let alone a short parade. And by the way, the prime mistake of Canada now, what's he going to do? Because I'm sure all the homosexual parades will be canceled now in the foreseeable future because of the virus. He won't have anything to do. He might have to sit around and try to think about a job that he could do. And I mean, work on this. How do you get money out to Canadian citizens? You can't do it if you're a bad leader and you can't figure out two and two, right? And I kind of think that's what's going to happen. Now he's saying that you're eligible, you're not eligible. Everybody's spending all their time. I get it. We have a lot of free time these days. But people are spending all their time trying to sort it out. Do I qualify? And do I this and do I that? Boy, oh boy. Another topic. When one tries to reason with a liberal, remember that you are dealing with a person who believes that a man can be a woman and a woman can be a man, and that such a delusion should be encouraged, not discouraged, and it should be legalized. The left's gender ideology and denial of biological reality is shocking to me, but these are the people that you're talking to all of the time, that you're listening to. I say all of the time, you're not talking to them, you're listening to them all the time, because right now in Canada particularly, they're in charge. In the U.S., they get all the press time. Boy, oh boy. You know what? It just kind of keeps on going on and on, and now we got nothing. That's all I got. It's just another day at home. I think I'll go out and wander around, you know, and go to the spare bedroom and spend a few minutes in there and then walk out and look outside. Hey, I'll be paroled soon. Y'all come back here tomorrow. We're going to mow for you from the right. See ya.